Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do you want a new podcast? I bet the answer is yes, sir. Well, how about My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, an improvised series from Matt Besser?
When Matt signed on to be a test driver of a self-driving car, he had no idea the IA personality would be his wife. How bizarre!
And My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, features people that you'll love. Matt Besser, Horatio Sands, Daniel Schneider, John Gabris, and more. You'll love them all.
My Dead Wife, The Robot Car. My Dead Wife, The Robot Car. This AI is my dead ex-wife. How bizarre.
My Dead Wife, The Robot Car.
Listen now on Stitcher Premium. Go to StitcherPremium.com/robot and use the promo code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium. Robot Car.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
We've started!
Now it has begun! You can tell because the music has happened and there are drums.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That's Jess McKenna.
That's Zacharino.
We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, on the keys. We got Dana on the drums that are robot drums. We got engineer Brett. We got male person Stacy.
We got milkman Trevor.
All of the people that populate this canon universe and this room right now.
Yep, that's right. Timestamp it. It's Wednesday at 4:25.
We're only doing the beginnings and ends of days anymore.
Yeah, nothing in the middle. We got rid of all those noon bookings.
All those noon ones. All right. Our voices are like warm in the right way.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Just tired. We're just doing either end of tired.
Guys,
good thing we have two guests to help us along. You know them. You friggin' love them. Pulse of Hollywood Handbook. It's Sean and Hayes.
Yeah.
Hi, baby.
Hi, guys. I can't believe we're here.
Thank you for clarifying that we had started at the beginning. That I just want to say to the audience, that was for my benefit. I was unsure in our conversation leading up to the show whether we had started or not. I think because you guys always kind of seem like you are doing
a
live performance.
Thank you.
And Brett, to make things more complicated, is basically recording us from the second that we sit down.
Sure. So I can look at the screen and see that we're already recording.
Yeah,
and
sure.
But it's stuff that for us would qualify as like a great show. So.
Oh, gosh. We're so happy you guys are here. And we're, we were talking about cats and clowns.
Cats and clowns.
Mm. I remember talking about that.
Yeah, you were here.
You were here.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about then, this doesn't make any sense
at
all.
I love it. Just give it.
I was just thinking of like, oh, these like, sometimes like the pre-life conversation makes its way into the episode conversation. And I was like, then I couldn't remember if we talked about tuna sandwiches on air or not last time. So truly an uninteresting thought.
Tuna sandwiches.
Now I've shared. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Had you?
I don't know, Zach. When we,
you
I
still started, don't know.
Yeah, I still don't know. It's a mystery.
I don't even remember. Did we talk about tuna sandwiches on or off air?
Yeah, it was your
tuna
sandwich.
Oh, yes. I ate a big tuna
sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
It was on air.
This is the segment where we drag me for eating a disgusting Subway tuna sandwich.
Where? In the studio?
God, no. I'm not a monster.
Okay.
By myself at 9 o'clock at night. Tuna?
Yes.
All right.
Are you a pescatarian like me?
Yeah. Newly. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long you been pesca?
Now it's been about 5 years.
Wow, great job.
Nice long time.
What's your favorite?
Best fish.
What's your
number
best,
one fish?
Number one fish.
I the thing that I couldn't give up is probably you just eating a big crab.
Number one fish is a crab.
Yeah.
Shots fired, fish.
I mean, I love
the
crab.
Answer. Sorry, the answer is lox. I love lox and any kind of smoked salmon.
Great.
I have freaking bananas for it.
I have a funny story about Subway tuna sandwiches,
yes,
and
please.
It's my wife's story. I hope she doesn't mind me telling it on this show.
Uh-oh.
But she came home the other day, and she had gone to Sweet Green to get salads for us
great
for dinner.
Great salads.
We're such a healthy family. And she said that the woman behind the counter, Sweet Green, was really staring at her as she took the order and was being very friendly and then was like, I'm sorry, you look so familiar. I have to ask you something. And Grace was like, oh gosh, what famous person is she going to say I look like? Like, what TV show does she think I'm on? And the woman went, do you go to the Subway on Beverly Boulevard? Which she does. She goes there
she's
and gets a tuna sandwich like 4 days a week. And she's like, yes, I used to work there and now I work at the Sweet Greens.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. We go now to an artisanal sandwich and salad shop.
I'm sorry.
Is it Katie Holmes? I get Katie
no,
Holmes.
No, no, no. I'm just looking at the three of you behind the counter and
do you think that we're from Dawson's Creek? Do you
no.
think we're Katie mm-hmm. Holmes? Joshua Jackson.
I'm Joshua Jackson and that's
and I'm I guess Dawson.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure didn't you three used to work at the gas station in downtown? I swear to God, I got my oil change there, and the three of you were always around.
We used to sell oil change there, but that was a long time ago.
Oh.
Now we sell sandwiches, but we still sell gas.
That's what you know us from.
That's what I know.
Remind me of my gas station pass.
That's what you know us from.
I thought I left that all behind me,
but we left it behind.
Excuse me, I'd like to order a sandwich.
Oh great, thanks
oh,
for
wait.
Coming into our beautiful sandwich shop that
bad
we own.
Bad timing, honestly.
Right. Yeah, is we're it? Having a tough time.
We're sort
time.
Of going through something.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Of you look so familiar.
Oh.
East is in right in my mind.
Oh.
I feel like when I was down at the gas station, I saw you all the time.
Come on.
Did one of you used to mug me for the spare change that I had?
I don't know.
And then tell me that my car was broken and bad.
Yes, that's what you know.
We'd rob you, then we'd sell you gas, then we'd steal it back for our fast buys.
Excuse me, I'm just a businessman who runs shady underground businesses. That is my plan. Didn't the three of you used to work for me doing elaborate heists? I remember meeting you at the gas station and thinking that the three of you were nice.
Someone with like a good perspective on what we were doing.
Most people said we were very mean.
I hired the three of you to rob a series of museums and Arclight theaters, if I recall.
Mm-hmm. All the popcorn we could eat.
And the Arclight Theater is basically a museum in a way. They show the costumes in the lobby.
Art books and yeah.
But I'm not crazy. That's what I know you from.
Beak. James Vanderbeek.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, James Vanderbeek. I'm so sorry. I've been following you for a while.
Okay.
And I was like, gosh, what is his name? And I was like, look it up. Just look it up. And then I was like, no, I want the satisfaction of thinking of that guy's name.
Yeah.
Even though I don't ever think about him anymore.
Let me guess. Don't trust the B fan.
Huge don't trust the B fan.
I get that all the time.
Huge don't trust the B. But you know, you were used so well and sparingly in that show that I think
yes.
I forgot your name.
I, of course, was playing myself in
right.
that show.
And I think that was the other part. Is
and they,
I was like,
when they used my name, they almost always said James Vanderbeek.
The whole thing. Huge don't trust the B fan. Mm-hmm.
Got to laugh at every table read just saying my name, which always made me feel good. I guess it's funny for some reason.
And I guess maybe I started to think, wait, that's not the actor's name. And that perhaps it'd be rude for me to say, hey, James Vanderbeek, like I was saying, hey, Dawson or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to take away your humanity, but... James Vanderbeek.
Yeah. No, thanks for noticing. Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
My center part
yep.
in my hair,
uh-huh.
you can see that it's kind of like gotten a little out of place.
Yeah.
Can you just dig in with both hands and just kind of like make sure, if I try to do it myself without like an overhead mirror,
sure.
it comes out really bad.
Oh my gosh. Of course. Wow, not where I saw today going, but I'd love to. Let me just... Let me get my hands on your locks.
Those hands are so soft.
Let me get my hands through your way.
My hair like this before.
Trash man coming through. Excuse me. Got the trash over here. Excuse me. Sorry, you're doing a hair thing right where I have to spread the trash around.
Oh, we're sorry, sir. Let me actually. Let me get your hair into this light.
I can feel it in two. Perfectly even sections.
Let me get your hair parted just right.
Sorry, I know you moved, but it was still right where I was gonna do the
oh my gosh.
Other trash.
No, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay, but...
No, honestly, this is better if I actually come this
Wait,
way.
Wait, I'm sorry. Sir, your hair's a little out of whack. Do you mind?
Oh,
Those hands.
Go for it.
Good God, these locks are luscious in my gloves.
Like Moses parting my hair for the Egyptians.
Oh, the symmetry.
In my house, we could part my hair all day long and eat breakfast together.
James Vanderbeek,
we're allowed to have soda for breakfast in my house.
That rocks.
What do you mean you're leaving your job as a man who throws garbage all over the place to move into James Vanderbeek's house?
Well, I think it's pretty clear. I mean, no, I said exactly what's happening.
No, I understand.
Well, you
the
said,
detail.
What do you mean? I mean, you said, what do you mean? So, what do you mean?
Okay, what I mean is not so much of a, like, how physically will you go about doing it, more of a, like, why are you leaving behind what I thought was a passion for you of throwing garbage all over the ground?
Look. What have we always said?
If one of us gets the chance to move in with a celebrity and be in some sort of love triangle, we would take it.
That's right. Now, I would think you'd be happy for me, because why else have we been saying that? Putting it on the fridge magnets,
yeah,
writing little reminders to ourselves.
Yeah, no, Delvin, you're right. I guess when you get deep down into it, I guess what it really is I'm sad to see you go. We had some good times. Throwing trash around, making people king of the bananas together by putting bananas on people's heads.
Yeah. Boy, James Vanderbeek fell for that one hook, line, and sinker.
I mean, it's a good opener. It's a good move. I guess I'll have to put bananas on people's heads alone. And not with you by my side. I guess that sometimes when you share part of your heart, you can get hurt when you decide not to hide.
When you say goodbye to a pal, you know, try to focus on the good times you had. Just because I'm moving on with Dawson don't mean that you gotta be really mad.
'Cause here's the thing, you'll always be my banana king. Here's the thing, you'll always be my banana king.
And I'll never go bad, that's right. You can keep me on the shelf, and when you're missing me at night, you can hug yourself and know
I'll hug myself.
I'm with my main man.
You're away.
James Moxon from Varsity Blues.
While you're with a celebrity doing A-list things,
Delvin? Is that your name? Sorry, I can't.
Yeah. What's up?
Suit.
What you need? What?
Sorry, this is like, oh my gosh, I feel so stupid even saying this. But I'm sorry, you probably recognize me. It's me, Katie Holmes. And I just, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing, but I dropped my keys in this sewer. Oh my gosh.
Right.
Could you help me get them?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Hang on.
Where are you headed?
I just quit my job. I was trash man. And I was going to move into James Vanderbeek's big house. I do believe he's married, but he doesn't seem to care because he met this other girl on the street, and I kind of horned my way in there, so got involved, and we were going to, yeah.
Vanderbeek, wow. I haven't seen him since we shot the cover for Entertainment Weekly about a possible Dawson's Creek reunion, so I guess, like, not that long ago.
Oh, wow, yeah. Okay, did you want to tag along, or?
No. That's so crazy.
Well, look, the keys are the main thing.
Yeah, the keys are the main thing.
I'm holding a fishing rod, yeah. So I'll just go ahead and start lowering it into the sewer.
Hey, Delvin.
Ah.
Before you do that, sorry, you probably recognize me. It's me, Michelle Williams.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hi, Katie.
Oh, my gosh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
I guess since we shot that cover.
I've been so busy.
Your hair is so cute.
Thanks. You seem like you're doing something, but
I was fishing the keys out. Yeah,
well,
why?
I don't know if you have time. I just lost my backpack in a tree.
Oh, I see it.
I noticed that you have a fishing pole.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe you might be able to cast the fishing line and get my backpack out of a tree instead of whatever stupid shit you were about to do.
Okay, Michelle, honestly, we have to stop doing this.
Okay, I feel like I'm stop in the middle of that.
Hello, Delvin, it's me, Eartha Kitt.
Oh, hey, Eartha.
Hi,
Some
Eartha.
Some people think I'm dead, but I'm not. I'm fine.
Okay.
I just noticed that you had a fishing rod.
Yeah. Always got a fishing rod.
I also have a fishing rod, but I dropped it into a chimney when I was prancing from roof to roof.
Okay, honestly, this is, like, so embarrassing, and I feel, like, so ridiculous saying this, but, Delvin, can you give us a second? Maybe,
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you need me to... What should I do?
Just hang out?
Just hang out,
but, like, a little far away.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna take, like, 9 steps this way.
That's great.
2, Katie.
3, 4, Eartha.
5.
Michelle.
Michelle.
Is, you guys, honestly, 9. I'm,
Katie.
Like, I'm so embarrassed to even say this, but, like, we have to stop... We have to stop, like, getting in each other's ways of potential meet-cutes.
I agree. You guys have to stop doing that.
I was here first.
Yes, the two of you must stop.
Eartha!
Cock-blocking Eartha Kitt.
Eartha, once you show up, you're such a game changer that, like, neither of us are even in the same playing field. Like, either people
I guess people are like, ooh, Eartha Kitt.
Speak for yourself, Katie.
I love your voice acting in The Emperor's New Groove.
It's very good. It's very good. And honestly, I'm so embarrassed to say this. It is Suri's favorite movie.
Are you wishing for me?
Oh, shoot. My phone just activated. No, Siri. I said Suri, my daughter's name. This is so embarrassing.
Do you want me to extrapolate myself from this conversation? And by extrapolate, I mean extricate. I'm very old.
No, Eartha, stay.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. I think, honestly, the three of us need to, like, just lay out some ground rules.
Hey.
Great.
Can I ask you something?
You could always just go to the question.
I have a really big Manhattan apartment. Will you two move in with me?
What?
Just come and live in my Manhattan apartment. Eartha, Michelle, and Katie.
This isn't where I saw this going.
Me.
And I live.
Ever since something very sad happened to me.
Oh no.
And my career is going great, but I've always thought I should live with two other
actors. I can still hear you guys. Should I be further up the block, or do I even need to wait anymore?
We don't know yet, but take a few more steps.
I'm still concerned about my backpack.
I have a bunch
in there.
I have several fishing poles, but that one is my favorite. I don't really need it, but honestly, I'd like it back.
see. Just check out my nice home. I live next door to James Vanderbeek.
Oh my gosh.
What if we knocked down a wall and we could all live together?
Oh yes, by next door I meant we live in a duplex.
Boy, the sound really carries on this street. Extra rods. Give Delvin two of the rods and he can get all our stuff at the same time.
I've only got two hands. Tell
Come
me
on,
what
Delvin,
I'll put some earplugs in.
You can
I really
do it,
just
Delvin.
Be a part of this. Okay, I'll try.
Here you go.
Move into a house together next door to those other three people?
Will they tear down that wall and all live together? And then what will happen?
Find out when we return to the second half of
Do Trust the D in Destiny!
You with some big news. The Andy Daly Podcast Pilot Project is back with season 2. You've been begging for it for years, and now it is back. You know Andy Daly. Come on, you know him from Review on Comedy Central, from Eastbound and Down, from his truly insane improv characters. He is on a ton of Earwolf shows. Guys, you know him. He's Andy Daly. And he's back with Matt Gourley, and they've been sent pilot episodes of all different kinds of podcasts, and you're going to be able to hear them. Really, all of these pilots are loosely scripted improv centered on one of Andy's characters. So, episode 1 is the cowboy poet Dalton Wilcox, but more characters include theater director Don DeMello, ventriloquist act Gillen Golly, health teacher Joe Bongo, and Scottish tour guide Cameron McGonagall. Guys, you're going to want to listen because each episode, Andy and Matt have a podcast idea and they're joined by other amazing improv actors. The AV Club called the show a pure distillation of Andy's demented brilliance. That's a pure distillation, okay? None of this cut with water BS.
It's the real stuff.
That's right. Zach's here. It's the real stuff. You guys got to listen. It's about as close to podcast sketch comedy as you can get. You're going to hear your pals PFT, Paul F. Tompkins, LL, Lauren Lapkus, JM, Jason Mantzoukas, and MB, Matt Besser. And also yourself, me, right here, Jess McKenna. I'm on the Gillen Golly episode as a not-so-subtle Shirley Temple knockoff. So, guys, go give it a peep and listen, because it's pure distillation of comic brilliance.
Welcome back.
When we last left, a mix of celebrities and non-celebrities, they were maybe all moving in together in Manhattan. Let's see now in the second half of
Do Trust the D in Destiny.
How are you guys enjoying your soda?
It's so really cool good. To have it this early in the morning.
I mean, if you think about it, Flat Sprite Remix is basically juice.
Would anyone like another flavor?
Oh my gosh, I'm still getting used to the fact that you have a butler. I guess this is our life now.
Yeah.
I can wake up in the morning and have Sprite Remix, but brought to me on a platter. And I fall asleep in a soft king bed with James Vanderbeek. Sing, what's the matter? Do you want another blanket? Do you want another pillow? Can I rub your feet? Boy, is life sweet with James Vanderbeek.
hate this butler, but now since they like him, I guess there's nothing I can do.
Very good, sir.
He's mean to me, and he puts way too much pressure on my career. I just wanna be happy and do my own thing and pursue my hobbies. But my butler wants me to go back to work.
Here's a platter full of tiny cups, full of Mountain Dew high voltage. James, don't you think it's time you got on Actors Access and kinda submit yourself? Would anyone like some Surge? We have it stocked away from long ago. James, in case you're wondering, there's a showcase at Comedy Central Stages.
Oh, is it life sweet?
Is it life sweet?
With James Vanderbeek.
Is it life sweet?
With James Vanderbeek.
Man, I should have gotten this girl's name, and now I feel like it's been too long for me to ask.
Vanessa, would you like any soda?
Can I please have?
I can use that. Now I know that it sounds like Vanessa, and I'm closing in on what her name might be. If I hear it a few more times, I think I'll solve this mystery.
Is it life sweet
with James Vanderbeek?
Who else?
It's so nice with Delvin and Butler.
James Vanderbeek.
Yes, I've written all of your names on the different glasses of soda. Oh. Yours, James Vanderbeek, so you don't forget it's yours. Also, I put the numbers of some agents on here in case you just want to cold call someone.
You
and
know,
say,
he just did that Vice show, What Would Diplo Do? I think.
Thank you.
Doing
I played
great.
Diplo on that show.
He played
I was the
Diplo.
Star of the show.
He played Diplo.
Thank you, Nestor.
Not talking about film.
What?
Anyone can go back and do more film.
What do you want him to do?
I want him to do real acting.
Nestor, like, I've tried to explain this to you.
I love your nickname for me, but only you call
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, his name is Nestor, too.
Is your name
serious?
Nestor?
I thought his name, I've been calling
you
him
are,
Brigadoon.
You are Nestor with two S's, like you are the Nestor.
Oh, no, Nestor is my first name. My full name is Nestor Brigadoon.
The butler.
The butler. Oh, someone's knock-knock-knocking
Hello?
On the door. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I'm Joshua Jackson, and I think I'm owed an explanation of some kind.
Sir, Joshua Jackson is here.
Joshua Jackson?
Hi, Joshua.
Who is Joshua Jackson?
Who is Joshua
See,
Jackson?
Nestor, this is what I'm saying. You have to watch more TV.
TV is
it's not,
not good.
All about
it's
films
live
anymore.
Theater
they make like four movies a year. Everything is on TV now.
It's peak TV, Nestor.
He was on Fringe. Remember how I was trying to get you to watch Fringe?
Yes, you said that was the thing, kind of like The Matrix, but with less action and
he's
different
on,
from The Matrix.
It's not that
no,
much like
it's
The Matrix.
More like, it was like
more
The
like
X-Files,
but
right?
He doesn't but know what that
oh,
is.
Oh, I saw oh, the X-Files right. movie.
No.
Like the X-Files movie?
Fight the Future,
oh my
yeah.
God. Brigadoon. It's Joshua Jackson. He's on... The Affair.
Mm-hmm.
That's prestige TV.
Well, what's is like? Is it about? Is it like The King's Speech?
No, that's a.
It's nothing like
no,
The King's
not
Speech.
Really.
He's on The Affair, where people, even though they thought they were in love with one person, maybe are in love with another, and also he was a Mighty Duck. He was mm-hmm. a Mighty Duck.
I've seen The Mighty Ducks. That's a film.
Yes,
that's real
that's
art.
Right. Well,
who are you in the Mighty Ducks?
Talks
I'm
a lot
the
about,
guy. I'm the main guy.
Kid. He's yeah. Charlie.
Emilio Estevez?
Oh
no,
my
no,
gosh.
No.
Brigadoon.
You are Emilio Estevez.
I'm not Adam Banks. I'm not Goldberg the goalie. I'm not either of the
oh,
Bass
Oh, you were
brothers.
A child then, and now you're an adult.
I like to think so.
I
yeah.
understand. Well, a man from Mighty Ducks is at the door, sir. Shall I let him in?
Sure, he's in. He's we're talking.
I've been
to
in
him.
Here talking.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's inside. You said you had something you wanted an explanation about.
That's right. My understanding is
that this whole block is populated by people who used to be on the TV show Dawson's Creek. And that now my son Delvin has moved into two different houses here. But I'm out in the cold, no one called me poor Josh Jackson. No letter, no email, or a fax, son. Delvin is my son. I don't know why you left me out. I was a major part of the cast, but I'm out in the cold, and I'm freezing off my ass.
Poor Josh Jackson.
The situation's whack, son.
Poor Josh Jackson.
I wish we could take it back, son.
Poor Josh Jackson.
For the facts, son.
Well, my name is Nanana, and I live in this home. But when I chose Vanderbeek, I didn't know it would leave you alone. And yes, I've been next door and said hi to Katie, Michelle, Eartha too. But I didn't stop to think what
tax on
poor John Jackson.
Like that's all I'm not.
Jackson.
Your explanation lacks son.
Poor Josh Jackson.
Well, James, I'm not exactly sure what we should do.
Oh, please let him live here, James.
I can't. You know, honestly, there's people coming over to ask if they can live here all the time. This whole block is trying to live in my place. Well, I tell you, I got problems with this other person as well, who is kind of still following me around from a project that we did together. I don't want to say her name because I'm worried that she'll just...
Knock, knock, it's me, Eartha Kitt. Okay. My ears were burning, James.
Okay, it wasn't you. We never did anything together.
That's how it is? We never did anything together?
Was it?
That was not the project I was talking about.
I'm so...
Was it me, Kristen Ritter?
It was, yes, the bee. The bee is here.
It's me, Kristen Ritter!
Kristen lives in my house now next door, along with Katie Holmes and okay. Michelle.
That's right. I moved in. How do you feel about it, Vanderbeek?
The bee, wherever I go, I move all over the city, and she constructs apartment 23, like somewhere like right next door to,
yeah, it's like
to
a
my
pop-up.
House.
The apartment 23 is like a pop-up.
She talks about it like it's the max that they did for Saved by the Bell.
Oh, right, or like the,
I'm sorry, what's
the banana stand, the frozen banana stand.
Yes, right.
From what people can
I'm sorry,
come.
From what?
I'm like, who the hell is this guy and why doesn't he know we're in peak TV?
What is Saved by the Bell?
Oh.
And what's the banana stand? Was it from the movie Madagascar?
No.
With the lemurs?
Oh my.
The ring-tailed lemurs? Starring Sacha Baron Cohen, also from Borat?
Oh my gosh.
Saved by the Bell was about a bunch of young, popular kids. It was kind of like my movie, The
Grease.
Skulls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would know Elizabeth Berkley from Showgirls.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. Yes.
And Arrested Development is what the banana stand is from. And that would be, I guess,
Identity Thief, the guy from that.
Yeah. I love Identity
yeah,
Thief.
He yeah. got his identity thieved yeah. away.
Yeah.
Mm, I understand now. So do Miss Kitt, so do Miss Ritter. We have Surge. We have Mountain Dew
I'll
High
tell
Voltage.
You what the B Kristen Ritter wants. I want this up. Oh, okay, yeah. I'll tell you what she wants. I'll tell you what this bee desires. I want a liquid in my throat that will set it on fire. I want a soda. Let's filled with something like it's glitter. For Kristen Ritter, I want this obscure soda. They came in super small cans. I think you'll have to get them online. They're not in any store by any man.
Nestor, don't give her the glittery Jamaican ginger beer.
Nestor, don't give her the glittery Jamaican ginger beer.
But that's the only soda I want, and so one thing is clear. You're gonna give me that glittery Jamaican ginger beer. But if you don't have that, I'll settle for this thing that was in a tiny half can. It was in the 90s to celebrate Mario characters, yeah, man. You could have a Yoshi, you could have a Mario, even Princess Peach.
As a limited release.
Well, sir, we don't have any of the tiny half Mario or half Yoshi soda. I can kick her out and not give her anything if you'd like that.
No, if you kick out the bee, she just ends up causing you more problems. Yeah.
You know, the bee has a
come back,
she has a tough exterior, but then you like get to know the bee and you get to know the
It's always bad. It never gets any better.
You gotta just like trust the bee.
I guess I'll just give you that glittery Jamaican ginger beer. Here.
Oh, thank you. Go. And now I live here. Oh, sorry, one second. You're talking to Kristen Ritter.
No, it is I, Charlie Cox. Daredevil's Charlie Cox.
Oh, defunct!
Stardust Charlie. Don't you remember we're both in Netflix-based superhero shows?
I understand. I don't mess with that other stuff. What do you think? Just because, like, if I were on, like, Great British Bake Off, I'm also watching, like, Chef's Table?
Well, we're in a show that mashes our two superhero things together, but
whatever. What do you want? Hang on one second.
Whose phone is that?
One second. It's mine.
It's your phone.
Hello, it's Kristen Ritter.
Hey, it's me, Iron Fist, the White Ninja.
What up? Who you?
I've been trying... I'm one of your friends from the same group
honestly,
as Daredevil.
Who you? That's,
it's called something like the Avengers, but I think it's the Defenders.
Who you? One second, I gotta click over. Hello, it's Kristen Ritter.
Hi, yeah. Mr. White is on to us, I think. He knows that we've been using again. It's me, Jesse Pinkman.
You, I know.
Sure, okay.
I know you. Okay, love you. Hang on. Kristen Ritter!
Hi, I'm Luke Cage for Kristen Ritter.
Who you? Honestly, who you?
I mean, I'm one of your superhero friends.
Oh,
I punch. I punch and kick real good.
Butler.
Punch and kick real good.
Hey, Butler.
Put her on speaker, Luke.
Yes, Mom.
What's up? Who you?
It's Iron Fist, the White Ninja.
And Charlie Cox. We're all hanging out together where we're like, something feels like it's missing here.
I'm not going to come hang out with you guys, okay? I told you.
But you're the only woman in our franchise.
We're
that
the
doesn't
defenders.
Mean I have to be there, okay? Seriously, I can't right now. I'm being a bee over here. I'm being a bee.
Where our show is set in like the real New York.
We live in Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
But also, it's not as nice as in real life.
There's no way for me to even begin to care about this. I gotta be a bee over here.
Well,
it's like the main thing you have going now. Wanted to say.
You don't tell Kristen Ritter what she's got going. She just opened a can of ginger beer that's got glitter in it.
Would you like me to hang up this phone call, Mom?
Yeah, thank you, Brigadoon. Wait, call Jesse Pinkman back.
You got the pink man.
Okay, now, break it down for me.
What's up?
Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
But, like, you're Jesse Pinkman?
Yeah, what? Why? What?
You're not, like...
Aaron Paul?
You're not Aaron Paul?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm Jesse Pinkman.
Uh-oh. Okay, you can take
and you're the bee.
Okay, hang on. Kristen
May I say that you have a very old ringtone, Mom?
I like it. I'm a bee.
Hey, it's me, Badger.
Wait, it's Badger? It's not Matt Jones?
No, it's the real Badger.
Hang on one second. Hello?
I am the one who calls.
All right,
you
yeah.
You on the phone.
Brigadoon.
I am Walter White.
Destroy my phone.
Very well, Mom.
James.
No case hey. Crumbles so easily.
Yeah. It's dope. Listen, wherever you go,
yeah,
wherever you live, I'll be the bee next door.
Okay.
Don't ever forget that. Every place you rent, every home you buy, I'll be being you.
Every place you rent,
every home you buy, every single day, every rent you pay, I'll be being you.
Seems like yesterday I was on the show, being James Vanderbeek with this girl. I am now moving around and she's following me wherever I go. I'm just trying to get my career back going again and drink my soda. Now Krista Ritter keeps knocking at my door, she's being the bee no matter what.
Yep, every day I'm next to you, every way I pray for you. Praying for me to one day be a little less of a bee, so we can maybe see a new destiny. But every day I pray for you, on my knees I pray for you.
Every day I have a prayer for me, that James Van Der Beek will stop doing TV, that he'll go back and do a movie show. That's the one that I'd like to know. I wish he would do a film, it would make me happy and make me cheer loud. Yay, James Van Der Beek, you're on a big screen for all to see.
Feeling like I lost touch with my roots. Yeah, I'm Delvin, I gotta go back to the streets where I'm from. That's right, I'm a garbage man. I gotta get those garbage cans. I gotta get my garbage friends and get in the garbage.
Every show I buy, every single day, every rent you pay, I'll be being you.
Here real quick, speaking of homes that you buy, do you remember? Aren't you from Cheshire, Connecticut, James Van Der Beek? I think that's where famous improviser Sean Clements grew up. In fact, you were basically on the same street. Wasn't your mom Miss Melinda, the gymnastic teacher at all the local gymnastic schools? Wasn't your sister Juliana in a play with Sean? I think it was Sweet Charity, but I don't remember exactly. But I just am a big fan of that guy and his podcast.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere you go,
every rent I pay,
every rent you pay,
people are always asking me about Sean Clements.
Well, don't you think that that's the kind of thing that the world would want to see? A story that is too long a narrative to be constrained by TV. Then you should write a movie and put it on a silver screen. That's what I'm saying. And you will play Sean Clements. Meanwhile, next door.
Hey, guys, this is so embarrassing, but has anyone seen Delvin in a while? And does.
I haven't, Whit. I was going to ask him if he ate my Frito-Lay chips.
I feel like this is, like, so embarrassing, but I also feel like, Michelle, do you feel guilty that we didn't call Josh?
As you guys know, something really bad happened to me a long time ago, and I really don't appreciate guilt being put on me.
So fair. Honestly, so fair.
I don't know what it is, but I think...
Really?
No, really, but I don't. I think it's probably... I just want to say I support you no matter what.
That's such a safe position to take. I love it. And honestly, maybe I'll whisper it in your ear later.
Yeah, tell me later.
I'll tell you later.
I don't want to know now.
No, I just like...
It happened in 2008, which is also the year that you, I thought, died.
Everyone did. I played the greatest ruse of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Hey, Delvin, just pop it back in.
Delvin, did you eat my Frito-Lay chips?
I don't know if they were your Frito-Lay chips. I mean, they were the chips that were in the cabinet, all right. But yeah.
Anyway, where have you been?
I was sleeping in a submarine.
Delvin, you tell us two things right now, and please don't lie, because lying is so embarrassing.
Okay.
Can you please tell us, are you living in another celebrity apartment, and...
Who, me?
Joshua Jackson, your dad? Wait, Michelle, back me up on this. when I see him in the light and without a banana hat on, Delvin like
banana crown.
A banana crown. Delvin like really looks like Joshua
Jackson. He looks
Jackson.
Like Joshua Jackson.
And I'm also like,
dad.
Wait a second. Delvin is 10. Has anyone not noticed yet that he's like straight up 10 years old?
And he talks like an old New York guy.
Yeah.
Age is nothing but an illusion, you see.
And also when he said like, I'm a trash man, I spread trash around, I should have realized that's not a job. That's like something a 10-year-old would do as a prank.
He's putting bananas on people's heads.
That's a straight up prank, and it's so embarrassing that we didn't see it earlier.
Knock, knock.
Hello?
I'm looking for my best friend, Delvin. Wait. He hasn't been at school for a long time.
Another kid. Delvin, please tell us the truth.
Okay. Here's the truth.
My banana king.
I weren't sleeping in no submarine. I was sleeping on a bed of lies. You see, I pretended indirectly that Josh Jackson wasn't my dad. And that I was an old trash man who had a job working for the city, when in fact, I'm a 10-year-old boy. And I guess it wasn't until I saw my friend here, who is 11, that I was reminded of where I really come from.
I guess I've been living a bit of a lie, too. When I said I also had a job spreading trash around for the city, it was more of a fun thing that I like to do after school. As a student,
it's okay.
Which
you
is
guys,
my only job.
You didn't tell us those lies, so that's okay.
We weren't there.
We weren't
there. There were lies I told to myself.
Those are the worst lies. Those are so embarrassing.
And the other lie I told to myself was that I was going to be okay just letting you go, Delvin.
And the lie I told myself was that I was ready to leave you behind.
And the lie I told myself is that I wasn't in a contracted marriage. And also, I do love Jamie Foxx.
And the lie I told myself is that I wasn't dead. I died in 2008, and the world is a poor place for my absence.
I'm feeling the pressure to say a lie that I told myself, and once again, I've been through a lot. I'd really prefer that people not put that
no,
as
we're not talking about.
I wonder, this is what I'm wondering about you. Is it weird? Because Eartha, you're sort of mainly known for Batman, that in 2008... There was like a big Batman movie, kind of.
I did make that connection.
Okay,
yes.
All right, yeah. Is that uncomfortable?
I was the Catwoman.
Yeah.
Now I'm the Ghost Woman.
And it, wow, I guess we all learned a lot. And Delvin, I think it's time for you to maybe go home with your friend. And it's time for me to go home and be a mother to Suri and keep hanging out with Jamie Foxx.
And it's time for me to go home to heaven, where I dance and sing and keep it generally steamy.
I'll stay here.
Yeah, stay here in my house. It is yours now, Michelle.
Thanks.
It's my gift to you.
The first step going home is to be in this hallway.
The next step going home is to take the elevator down to the street.
Press the door open button, but I pressed door close.
Wait, no. The next step is to just take the elevator down, I guess, and never meet the other people who were living next door to us, and we'll walk
goodbye,
down the
goodbye.
Street. And the next step would be for us to all get in our separate cars and fly away apart from each other. So
sorry, James Van Der Beek, they didn't hold the elevator door. I tried to stop them, but they were too quick on the button, I'm sure.
That's okay, my story ends here, and that's what I've wanted all along. I just want to be left alone and pursue my hobby.
Yes, but like, what if your hobby was doing a movie about Sean Clemens? I think the people would like that a lot, and it's really worth some investigation.
Josh Jackson here, I know that I would watch that movie. Well, you've already sold one ticket, seems like it's worth a try.
And Kristen Ritter's been so hard on Van Der Beek, but the truth is that she's loved him ever since he was at that creek. And I have only one thing to say to Brigadoon. He should be nicer to this dude. Poor Dawson.
Poor Dawson.
I think
perhaps I've been too hard on you. I haven't seen any of Dawson's Creek because it's on a tiny tube.
It's a great show. Kristen Ritter thinks so. And now I'm gonna go, but never actually really go. And me, Nanette Star, Schnazza, I guess I'll go to
Delvin. It's me, your baby brother. You're finally home. I filled my diapers with pee and poo.
Hey, baby brother, it's time for me to use my real voice. I'm just a little kid. I don't want to pretend no more that I am a big old garbage man. I want to be a young, young boy.
And Delvin, I know we barely know each other because we just lived together for a short time. Destiny.
The end!
That was
Do Trust the D in Destiny.
We'll be right back after this.
The Hollywood Masterclass Podcast is a class on Hollywood taught by the master. If you're a fan of Hollywood Handbook and you don't want to miss Hollywood Masterclass, that is, in this new season, Shank Lemons from the legendary Hollywood Handbook Podcast and Bang Rajman risk madness as they courageously delve into the mysterious process as doing, writing. It's a daring journey through the human psyche and beyond. This is not a show for children. Ha! And it perhaps is not a show for adults either. Listen to Hollywood Masterclass now on Stitcher Premium. Go to StitcherPremium.com/masterclass and use the promo code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium.
Oh dear, we've accidentally played the Masterpiece Theater theme.
Oh no.
Once more!
Yay!
Sean, hey, thank you so much for doing the show.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us. It was really fun.
It was scary, but it was fun.
Isn't that the best?
All
the
you
best
made us feel very comfortable. It's like, it was nice to do it with friends.
It's like jumping off a diving board. It's a good
but
time.
But the water catches
wouldn't
you.
Wouldn't know, never high. Done it.
Too scary. Too high.
It's insane.
We did have a good idea in the break about, since we just did that show, let's do a segment that we're calling I Don't Want to Wait, which is vaguely the theme song from Dawson's Creek and vaguely a rap about things that you don't want to wait for.
Yeah, I'd say not vaguely. I'd say explicitly. Exactly that.
Explicitly that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ooh. Check it out. 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm having a good day. It's going great. But here's a couple of things that I cannot wait. I cannot wait for a burrito when I'm on my way to a show. It's my last minute meal. So here's the deal. If I come on the Del Taco, the line is long. I gotta move on. I got to find where I belong. Where I'm maybe just having that Lara bar that I keep as a safety in my car. Because I don't wanna wait for this line to be over. I need to have a taco in my mouth. From the border down south.
Speaking of tacos, I got one here. I wanna put some fruit on it. It's incredibly clear that the fruit's not ripe. And now I'm upset. This is as hard as a citrus fruit can get. I got a green line, but it's hard like a rock. I can't put it on my taco, that would be a great shock. But wanna eat it now, so what could I do? So many thoughts in my head, they're all true. Because
I don't wanna wait
for this line to be over. I want it to ripe right now and in my mouth. Oh, I don't wanna wait for this line to be over. And eat the tacos from down south again with the taco thing.
Let me tell you what I don't wanna wait for. I don't wanna wait for this episode to come out.
Can't wait!
When the podcast comes out, the subscribers go up and the ads get sold, and that's money in my pocket. That's right, I wanna transfer your listeners to become my listeners and have a bigger listener base than me and Hayes. We'll have all the money that we need to go and buy a race car and retire from entertainment.
I don't wanna wait for a fan base to be expanded.
Get a race car just right now.
Right now.
I don't wanna wait
for more listeners to subscribe. He needs to have that car so he can ride.
Flash forward 2 years. Sean and I have gotten rich from doing off book. I take this opportunity to break from Sean and make my own income. Don't wanna split my money from the podcast with Sean anymore. I start doing my own thing that trades off the thing that we built together.
He don't wanna wait
for this partnership to be over.
He wants to go right now to go solo.
So he don't wanna wait for this partnership to be over.
He wants to leave me on my own and broke.
We'll have to wait. Literally, you're the only ones that won't have to wait. You won't know until you have it. Sean Clemens, Hayes Davenport, thank you so much for coming
on
the show.
Let's do it again right now.
Let's do a whole other one.
Double.
Same show.
Double. Do it again one more time.
I think I'll know it this time. I think I'll get it.
Yeah, that would be really
late.
Good.
You were a little late on your entrance.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Everyone subscribe
to
Hollywood.
I have some stuff I didn't get to do, so we'll do it in the next
Gotta one. Gotta leave them wanting a little bit. Obviously, subscribe to Hollywood Handbook. What else do you guys want to shout out?
I don't have anything else.
We have live shows that probably already happened by the time that we did this.
Right. Oh, and follow Hayes on Twitter at Hayes Davenport.
Hey guys,
it's
follow
really
Hayes.
Funny.
Would you please?
Sean is starting to do more too. Sean Clemens.
I'm dipping my toe in the water, sure.
Go check it out. Hey, see what's happening. Give it up one more time in your heads and your hearts for Scott Passarella on the keys, Dana on the drums, Engineer Brett,
Mailperson Stacy.
Guys, that's the end. Keep the lookout for when we're coming to a city near you. And thank you so much.
As we say at the end of every episode, if you live on Dawson's Creek,
you better be Vanderbeek.
Bye!